Okay. This is something that you might use out in your front yard. Maybe if you've got a heavy sack, you put it in this thing. It has, you know, two handles that you can grab onto. It's got a little wheel in front.
Wheelbar.
Have you ever heard that call anything else?
No.
You ever heard of a Georgia buggy?
No.
Haven't heard of that?
No.
Okay. This is something that a farmer might use to sharpen an axe, a big thing that turns around. Sometimes it's foot operated.
I don't know.
Have you heard of a grindstone or something like that? Okay. After he got through with the grindstone, he might use something to put a finer edge on the axe. And this would be something that he could hold in his hand, you know, and sharpen an axe or a knife or something like that. Have you ever heard of what that's called?
I don't know what that's called.
You ever heard of a whetstone or a wet rock?
Wet rock.
Wet rock, okay. What about that vehicle that that a person drives around in, you call that a what?
Car.
Anything else you've heard that called?
Automobile.
Automobile. Anything else? Okay. And if your car was squeaking or underneath that, you might drive into a filling station and ask the attendant to put it up on the rack and do what to it?
If it was squeaking?
Yeah, if it was squeaking.
Check it.
Check it, and he'd probably maybe grease it or something like that to eliminate the squeaking. Okay, talking about that grease, if you were in a position of having to do that yourself, and you got that stuff all over your hands, you'd say your hands were what?
Grimy
or?
Messy.
Messy, or if we're talking about grease, they'd probably be?
Greasy,
okay. And when you go into a filling station, you ask the attendant to open up the hood and check the what? You might be a quart low on.
Oh,
okay. What do you call that stuff that people burned in old-fashioned lamps?
Kerosene.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
No.
You ever heard people call it coal oil?
Yes.
Coal oil, okay. Have you ever heard of a makeshift lamp or a temporary lamp that you might make out of just a bottle and some kerosene and a rag for a wick?
No.
Have you ever heard of the flambeau?
No.
Never heard of the flambeau. Okay. All right. Talking about a car a minute ago, you called the inside of the tire the inner what?
An oil.
Okay. Or you know, the thing that fills up with air? Some people use it in the water to float on.
Tube.
Yeah, the inner tube.
Okay. And a tube.
Yeah. And if somebody has just bought him a new boat, or he's just built a boat, and he wants to try it out, you'd say he needs to take it down to the water and do what? What do you call the process of putting the boat into the water? You say you're going to...
I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever heard that referred to as launch the boat?
Yes.
Launch the boat, okay. Would you say launch the boat or launch a rocket, or does it mean the same thing?
I guess you're sending both of them out.
Okay. What about talking about that boat? What type of boat would a person use, maybe just go around a little lake or a pond? You know, he'd use oars, what kind of?
Paddle boat.
Okay, paddle boat. Have you ever heard people call that anything else? Maybe rowboat or something
rowboat.
Like that? Uh-huh. All right, when you think of rowboat, is the bottom of the boat usually flat or what? Not sure.
I'm not sure, but I don't think it's just flat.
Maybe yeah. Kind of curved on the outside?
The side comes down at an angle.
Uh-huh.
But the bottom, I think, is flat, but the sides comes down.
Uh-huh.
It's not square.
Yeah. And the ends of it, are they flat too, more or less?
The end?
Yeah, of the boat.
The back, I think. I don't know about the front. I don't think the front is.
Okay. What about if you wanted to buy a dress of a certain color when you went to town,